Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we celebrate a beautiful day that the Lord has made for us. Are there any parish notices to come forth at this time?
I have just a couple, Brother Dave. First of all, we've got the greatest communion stewards of any church. I'm just going to say it right now. I failed to communicate to them that we weren't doing altar style. Your next altar style communion will take place with your new shepherd, with Pastor Melissa. And that'll take place in July. But we're having, not only are we having intention that you're familiar with, we're going to do it as we used to do it at Methesco at my old seminary, which we do every month downtown. We're going to break the common loaf after it's blessed. We're going to break it. And then half of that loaf will go to this side, half to this aisle. You will tear from the loaf. And then just as usual, dip that bread into the cup, take and eat. But again, my apologies to Jeff and Gene. Again, the best, man, the best of any church. And then I have two sad announcements to share with you. Brother Bob here, Brother Bob Hall, would know infinitely more about this situation than me. But Dave Bowling, Dave and Anita, remember, were here. I think she was the cousin, wasn't she, Brother Bob? Was Anita Bowling the cousin? She was the cousin to the children of Ray and Dwight Smith. Al Smith, Dwight and Ray's son, passed away 5 days after being diagnosed with esophageal cancer. They were planning on, I think, building, and I'm looking to Marianne back here, I think they were building a new home. They were excited about that. What a wonderful family. And now how sad it is. So we want to remember. We want to remember the family in prayer this morning. Again, that was the 29th. On the 29th, he passed away. On the 29th, Mrs. Jean McCormick, Reverend Jean McCormick's wife, Alice, on the 29th again, passed away. So we have two deaths. And in fact, Minda shared with me, Minda Jones shared, that in fact is why, Tona, that Reverend McCormick wasn't here last week, because of the illness of his wife. So, Brother Dave, I thank you for allowing me to share that. So, lift those two families up in prayer.
Morning, everybody. I wanted to go ahead and, first of all, say thanks to everybody that was on the committee for the 100th anniversary. It really, we've had such great feedback, so thank you. And if you're on that committee, can you guys stand up so that people can go ahead and go, wowee? And then I wanted to go ahead and bring attention to the announcement that's in your bulletin. It's kind of in the schedule part. On the 17th of May, we'll be celebrating Greg's retirement. I talked to the big guy himself, and he went ahead and suggested that we do a carry-in again. So in the vestibule by the janitor's closet, there's a sign-up sheet. We're going to concentrate on sandwich style. So there's a place for 20 sides, 20 desserts, bringing in buns, bringing in meats and cheeses, and then also a spot for other entrees, because if your specialty is lasagna, who am I to stand in the way of your happiness? So with that in mind, but that sign-up sheet's out there. He has requested no gifts, but we will have a memory book. So if you have some thoughts that you want to jot down so that you the process going through that will be available. And also we're going to have a basket for cards. So thank you very much.
See these empty pie plates? I need 100 of these filled by May 15th and 16th. And I have looked at our goal. We are 1/10 of the way, which means if you are not good in math, that means only 10 of these circular things have been signed up. So, and this is open for everyone in the church. It's not just a select group. Because I will tell you, the proceeds from these, maybe United Methodist Women sponsor it, but have you ever been to a function where there's not a pot of coffee going? We use that kind of money to, you know, replace coffee pots, crock pots, so that actually when you, if you would donate pies, it does go back into the equipment for the church. So I thank you for that.
Thank you, Mary Ann. Thank you, Tana. Any other parish notices? Choir practice Thursday evening. Tana, when you referenced the big guy, I didn't know. We were going there for a second.
Brother Dave, I have grown.
If there are no other parish notices, let us prepare our hearts for morning worship. us pray. Lord of the vineyard, plant us in the soil of your love, for Christ is our vine and we are the branches. In everything we say and in everything we do, help us abide in the vine that we may bear the fruit of your love and grace. Amen. Come to the household of love, for God is love.
As we abide in love, we abide in God.
Come to the vineyard of grace, for God is gracious.
As we abide in the vine, we bear the fruit of salvation.
Come bathe in baptismal waters, for God's Spirit awaits.
As we abide in God's Spirit, we abide in peace.
Come to the household of love, for God is love.
Come, all are welcome here.
Let us join together in hymn number 185, When Morning Gilds the Skies. Let's take this time to greet each other in the passing of the peace.
Doing a single break. All right, great. Yeah.
You know, folks, I know we're so excited about Pastor Melissa's coming. And last week, again, Tawna, just to reverberate with you and your soul and my soul, just is so grateful for all that took place last week. Not only was it a magnificent anniversary, looking back, thanking God for his providence for the 100 years past, but it was an exciting opportunity for a meet and greet for Pastor Melissa. And I know she is so excited about coming here. One of the things that you could do for her as a gift to prepare, I've prepared a summer special sign-up list, summer specials. We'll be posting it here in the back on the bulletin board. And one of the nicest things you could do is prepare a special for Pastor Melissa and get those Sundays filled if you can for the summer months. And so be looking for that the summer special sign-up list. At this time, we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Good morning, children. The Bible lesson that comes to us, Jesus says, I am the true vine, you are the branches. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in them will bear much fruit. For you can do nothing apart from me. Now, the lesson here of Jesus is that the God of love wants that love to enter into our hearts. And it enters in our hearts through Jesus Christ. He came here. He gave his life to cleanse us of all sin and to make now an eternal connection with the eternal Father possible. Christ is the connection. He's the vine. We are the branches. But we've got to stay connected to him. It's very important. Now, let me give you an illustration here. What I'm going to do in just a second here. I got these great sound techs up here. Here we go. And I've got, once again, Derek, Master Derek, number four. If you'll kill this one for me, brother. Check one, two. Check one, two. Check one, two, three. I add three every now and then just to make it more exciting. But this is a microphone. You see the wire here? See this? Now, I'm not going to separate the wire. We don't have to. There's a little switch here. When I turn this switch, it breaks the connection. All right, you hear me loud and clear? You hear me loud? How many of you hear me loud and clear? Raise your hands. How many of you hear me loud and clear? Raise your hands. It's working, isn't it? You ready? You ready?
Not working anymore. Is it? Not working anymore. Useless. Useless. Hang on, Derek. Let's connect it again.
Check one, two, three. We have to have a connection. We have to have that same connection with God through Jesus Christ so that we will be of use. Yes, the connection comes to give us eternal life. Oh, yes. But Jesus invites us to do something about that relationship. Do something with it, is a saying. Do something with it. He wants us to bear fruit as his disciples. And of course, the greatest fruit of all is love, right? Right? You have a new pastor that's coming. You've been such a blessing to me, children. Brother Warren knows how much I love this time with you and how much I'm going to miss this. But you know what I want you to do for your new shepherd? I want you to be sure to love her, to pray for her, as you've done for me these 21 years. And that will be bearing fruit. And then, of course, share the love of Jesus. We got the suckers coming up, don't we, guys? We got the suckers coming up. You betcha. And you get one. That's a blessing, yes. But you're going to share the blessings with others. And there again, you're going to tell them about the love of Jesus. That again, is bearing fruit. And the best way to stay, one of the finest ways to stay in touch, to stay connected, prayer. Let us come together. These guys know the circle prayer, don't you? Yeah, I know you pray at home, don't you, boys? Yes, indeed. I want you all to do that. Let's go to the Lord now in prayer. Heavenly Father, we have found your love through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. He brings that love to us. He has reconciled us. He has restored a connection with us and you. He made it possible. He paid the ultimate price to do that by sacrificing his life upon the cross. He paid it all. But now we have the blessing of that connection. We feel your power in our lives, and we want to share that power, that love, with others. So help us to bear that fruit to the glory of the Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Now, Brother Dave, I'm going to have you come forward, and we're going to equip these disciples as we do each week. I know we've got some visitors here. We're always glad to have visitors. And we'll acquaint the visitors with what we're about to do. We've got these buckets of suckers down here. And these young disciples are being equipped for evangelism. They're taking two suckers. One they're going to get to keep, right? Does the Lord bless you? Amen. Amen. So they get to keep the one, but then they're going to share the blessing of the Lord with others. And as they give that other sucker away, visitors, they're going to witness to them. They're going to share with them that God is love. And we have come to experience that love profoundly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Thank you, Brother Dave. You may return to your pews. And I've asked Katie. Katie's going to carry the microphone. I'll give you the microphone right here, Katie. And, oh, yes, and yes. Yes, brother's going to help you for the sake of our visitors. By the way, there are visitors' cards. And if you want to take a moment, fill that out when we have the morning offering. Just drop that card into the offering plate. Now, if you want me to give you a call, don't forget, put your telephone number on there so that I can get that call out to you, and we'll get you better acquainted with this marvelous church family. Why the microphone for this wonderful team? Well, this is known as the Joys and Concerns, visitors. In this portion, we're going to lift up joys, for instance, a birthday announcement. I know a certain birthday here of the mother of my favorite daughter-in-law. Did you see Judy? I got that in there. So Judy, for instance, is having a birthday. I want to say happy birthday to Judy Parrott, and we raise a chair. There's an example. All right. It could be a wedding anniversary announcement. It could be a testimony, a joy of how the Lord God is giving you strength in the journey. And you want to share that witness, that joy, raise your hand. It could be a concern, maybe somebody you love. For instance, we lifted up Pastor Gene McCormick. We lifted up Al Smith's family, Dwight and Ray Smith's son. You have a concern, you want us to pray for that family or that need. Joys or concerns, raise your hands. Please keep them up so this team can bring you the microphone. Keep your hands up so the team will bring you the microphone, and we can all hear in the house.
Yeah, I've got a couple concerns. Jody Horn texted me the other day, and her friend that lives in California, her 18-year-old son has come up missing, and his name is Cody, and she would like for us to put him and the parents on... They don't know where he went or what happened or
when did he disappear, Dave?
Just past week.
My goodness.
But she was really concerned. She texted me, and I, you know, talked with her, and I told her that I definitely would, because she wants. Like I said, the mother's really, really hurting because don't know what happened or. And you know the stuff that's going on around this world today. Yeah. It's hard to tell.
It's a parents' worst nightmare.
Right.
We lift her up.
And also Jerry Helms. He married one of our classmates, and he had a light stroke this past week. And I'd like to, you know, maybe put him on the prayer list if we could. But he is home now, and they are got him on some kind of medication and everything. But I think he got home. It was Friday evening or Friday afternoon sometime. Ann was bringing him back home. But keep him in the prayers. And I'd just like to thank everybody for all the memories of this past month. It's been kind of rough on me, but I know God's been with me and getting me through it. So thank you so much for this loving
always,
church.
Always, Brother Dave.
Love you all.
I just got a letter from Cindy and Dan and the family. You're always in our thoughts and our prayers, brother. You know, man. You know. My goodness. Love you, Dave. Can I see a hand back here?
This is not, at this moment, is not a prayer or a concern, but a clarification. I did talk to someone for the United Methodist Men who are serving breakfast next Sunday that the breakfast is for, you do not have to, if you have a daughter who is not going available next Sunday to come with your breakfast, you can come solo. So it is open to any
Wonderful.
Women in the church next Sunday at 8 o'clock. And I clarified that this morning with a United Methodist Men group.
Wonderful, Sister Marianne. That's the hospitality of Christ and his table. Thank you so much for that. So much. Are there other joys or concerns? Other joys or concerns?
An update on Aaron Reese that I put on the prayer list. He had his heart transplant. He's doing very well. He got released from the hospital on Friday. He's staying in Columbus for 2 weeks at the Ronald McDonald House just so they can monitor him. But things are very well with him.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
My next one is Matt is leaving Tuesday for China. So if you could keep him in your prayers for a great trip and a safe trip there and back. And my last one is happy birthday to my sister. She had her 29th birthday again.
Very, very good. Wow. Oh, let's raise the cheers for the joys there. For the joys. Thank you, Shelley. And doctor. Is there a doctor in the house? You bet there is, Matthew. God bless you, son. God bless you. It's going to be a marvelous, marvelous educational trip for you. Any other joys or concerns? We've got just a wonderful group here. Oh, hey, they're right up here. Great one.
We got a call Friday night from Jonathan, who's maybe our, not really hypochondriac, but a little more
our
health
son.
Conscious
yeah,
than son. And I said, yeah. No, you're fine. Yeah. You just have a stomach ache. And so, of course, at midnight on Friday night, he had his appendix out. And
Yeah, so much for mom and dad. Doc, you don't want me for you, Doc.
He got home Saturday afternoon. He's resting at his apartment in Cleveland. So thanks for
We're
those
so
that prayed
grateful.
And
yes,
keep
indeed.
Him in his prayers. He just started a new job, so
he's, yes, indeed. Just started a job. Just got his insurance, Matthew. But I got to tell you something. I got to tell you, again, a praise to the Lord God for Matthew, for all the medical community. You know, we had said our son would not be alive had it been in a prior time. Praise God, Matthew, for you and the medical ministries that you all perform. Any other sharings this morning? Joys or concerns? Don't we have a great team up here? Let's show an appreciation for this marvelous team. Marvelous team. Bless you. Bless you. I almost got you suckers, didn't I, Katie? Oh, and I do want to remind you, especially for the sake of our visitors, this pickle jar that you see up here, very conspicuously placed, deliberately so, because during the closing him, that pickle jar is going to be used for a change, a love offering, and all proceeds will go to Nepal. Bishop Palmer sent some communications out. As we guessed, here's our missionary. By the way, next Sunday, mothers, we're having a very special Sunday. Not only are we recognizing our mothers, and in fact, I'm leaning on some poet laureate here to help me out, and he's going to be sharing, but we're also going to have a very special Mission Sunday. But Nepal offering, closing hymn, during the singing of the hymn, you can feel free, bring that love offering up here, and that every penny goes to UMCOR and the work there in Nepal. Let us turn to the Lord in silent prayer. On this Communion Sunday, as a prayer of confession, merciful Lord, you teach us that perfect love casts out fear, but we are often afraid. You command us to love our sisters and our brothers, but we are often alienated from one another. You invite us to abide in you as you abide in us, but we often don't know how or where to begin. So show us once more that abiding in your love is as easy and natural as a branch abiding in the vine. Prune our imperfections that we may grow a heart so strong that all fears will be cast out, leaving us ready and able to abide in your great and eternal love. Deepen our faith, vine, eternal, eternal vine. As we pray from our hearts the prayer that the Savior has invited us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'm going to invite us to stand now for this hymn to prepare our hearts for communion. 618, let us stand together and sing, Let Us Break Bread Together. Please be seated. Keith, I shared with Linda, I had an inspiration to go ahead and have the anthem offering first, and then we'll turn to the scripture. Thank you, Brother Keith.
Thank you.
powerful anthem. Keith, Linda, thank you so much. Choir, thank you so much. And how powerful are those words? It's by invitation only that they will know. You know, I was the evangelism chairperson for the Springfield District for years and did a lot of work in that field. And we found out that, lo and behold, the number one church growth tool to this day, one-on-one invitation. One-on-one invitation. Invite someone to attend church and worship God with you. That's still the most powerful tool for church growth. And especially here, Marianne, the table fellowship, there again, the paradigm there, the openness, the inclusiveness of the Lord's table and the Lord's Supper certainly comes out in that piece. And so it's no surprise, your announcement, your gracious, hospitable announcement. And I know that Pastor Melissa there again is going to be blessed again and again. You know, when I was here the very first week, and I know, Tawny, you've got teams already working on this. The hospitality will be there for Pastor Melissa and for Rob, her husband. But when I came here the very first day, on move day, I'll never forget, it was Dick and Rui Young. Dick and Rui Young. Linda, right there where Linda and my good buddy Larry, where they lived now, Dick and Rui's house. And they had me over for a lunch. And I reminded her of that. And she says, yes, we had you there for a meal, and we've been paying for it ever since. Kind of get, you know, kind of, I don't know whether it was perhaps a little double entendre there. Perhaps there was. But that table fellowship is rich. Then that same week, I'm going to tell you, Lois, you see sis beside you. That same week, I will never forget, and of course the trustees are just really, really working. They've seized this opportunity to really bring that parsonage up to specs. It's just going to be gorgeous. And I can remember, though, 21 years ago, you know, work had been done there. And when we opened that picture window, I remember looking down Hall Drive, Larry. Beautiful. Looking down Hall Drive. And an even more beautiful spectacle. This woman, Betty Springer, arrives with a car filled with her art, with her food. One of the greatest chefs I've ever known, Lois. And when she was in the hospital, I called on her and I got the nurse laughing because I had a prayer with her. And then I told the nurse, I said, I've got an invested interest in this woman's health because when she gets well, she's going to cook for me. She cooked for me this week, for Laura and for me. Betty, I told God, I don't deserve a friend such as you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I've never done enough to earn the kind of friendship that you graciously extend to me, sharing your art. God bless you, Betty. God bless you. Table fellowship is important. And the biblical imagery here. Of course, you remember the first miracle of our Lord was where? It was the first miracle. You got it back here. The choir's got it. I'm going to preach to the choir. Cana of Galilee. Yeah, he turned the water into wine. Do you remember that? So much of the imagery that Jesus used, of course, this was a culture that was familiar with the vineyards and the wine. So often he used this. So I want to turn now to the scripture, the witness of John 15. It is written, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You've already been cleansed by my word that I have spoken to you. And so abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. And those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you could do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and demonstrate that you are my disciples. May God add the blessing of the Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. Now, we're going to do a Bible study initially here this morning. If you have your scriptures, if you have your scriptures open to John 15, I want you to take note. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Now, most of our Bibles, when you come to the word prunes, has an asterisk. You may have a footnote, and it explores the reason for the asterisk. You also have that same asterisk by the word cleansed. Now, let me share with you that it's translated in most of our versions as pruned. And we're living in an agricultural community here. I mean, we know, we own this stuff because of our agriculturalists among us. So we do know, in fact, that pruning is not a feel-good experience for a plant, is it? Can't be. You know, cutting it cannot be a feel-good experience. Yet, mysteriously, as the agriculturalists, our professors of the fields will share with us, that ironically, that hardship, lo and behold, can make the plant better. So hang on to that analogy, because you too know that in the spiritual journey of life, hardships do what to us? They're not feel-good experiences by any means, but what do hardships do? By necessity, we lean more on Jesus in a time of hardship. And when the branches cling even more so with the connection to the vine, what happens? In that hardship comes a miracle. We actually mysteriously become better. Better. So don't throw that out. Okay, so why the asterisk? Well, here's why. There's another translation possible. And the other translation is cleansed. Now let's look at this again. And this is not so much language exegesis now, but more of a literary style of exegesis. When we take a look at the flow, there's a whole field that deals with flow, because we have many options many times with the Hebrew and the Greek. So I want to walk you through this, and we're going to insert the alternative word cleansed. Every branch that bears fruit, he cleanses to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed. Can you see the argument right there by the modern scholars? Cleansed. You've already been cleansed by the word that I've spoken to you. In Hebrew and Greek, parallelism is a common tool. Make a point and repeat the point. So cleanse is a possible rendering here. Now let's take a journey with that. Author Bruce Wilkinson tells about a man who approached him at a pastor's conference on the West Coast. And the man asked Bruce, he said, "Do you understand John 15? "Not completely," he admitted. "Why do you ask?" He said, "Brother, I own a large vineyard in Northern California, and I think I figured it out." Well, Wilkinson offered to buy him a cup of coffee on the spot. And sure enough, they're sitting across from each other at the table having their coffee. When this vineyard owner begins to share about his life as a grower, he talked about the long hours walking the vineyard and tending the grapes and watching the fruit develop, waiting for that perfect day in which to begin the harvest. And here was his addition. He says, "You see, Bruce, you need to know, young branches tend to trail from the vine on the ground. And on the ground, they do not produce fruit. The reason they don't produce fruit is on the ground, the leaves become coated with dust. They collect moisture, dew, rain, mud forms, and then pretty soon you've got mildew, and the branches become sick, and they become useless." "So do you cut them off and throw them away?" asked Wilkinson. "Oh, no, no, no." He said, "The branches are much too valuable to do that. What we do, we go into the vineyard with buckets of water. We search for those young branches that are on the ground. Having found them, we lift them up. And then we wash them off. We wrap them around a trellis or we tie them up. But once lifted and cleansed, they thrive. And at last, they produce the valuable fruit that we all pray for." Have you ever been down, to borrow a colloquialism, to use that phrase? Have you ever been down? Oh, you're human, you have. Huh? You've been down. And what does the love of Christ do for you when you're down? What did we just say about the hardships, right? The love of the Christ, the love of God in Christ lifts us. Cleansing by the precious blood of the Lamb, as no one can cleanse, washed in the blood. Lifted and cleansed, we thrive. We can bear fruit. But it's again all through Christ, all through this connection, this glorious gift of the connection with God's power and love. You know, connected to God through Christ, all things are possible. Now, let's go to another illustration. And I've got this one in closing before we have our communion. I promised Larry Holden a story and Brother Warren Reed here a story. You guys probably already know it, okay? I'm not in any way presuming that you don't. I imagine you do. In fact, I imagine many of you know the story of the famous Hollywood actor Stuart Hamblin. Hamblin was one of the original singing cowboys in early movies. He appeared in movies alongside such household greats as Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Sons of the Pioneers. However, Hamblin had problems dealing with the pressures of his high-profile life. And even though he was the son of a prominent Methodist minister, he sought relief in alcohol. Sadly, many times his drinking landed him in jail for public brawling and destructive behavior, until one day a life-changing event took place in his life, a life-changing encounter. For you see, Steve, think of your daddy here. Think of your papa. In 1949, at a Billy Graham crusade, Stuart Hamblin committed his life to Jesus Christ. What a change. Now, interestingly, along with this marvelous change, he was fired almost instantly from a lucrative job in radio. Because he refused, a recovering alcoholic, okay, let's appreciate the situation. As a recovering alcoholic, he refused to sing commercials of one of his top sponsors, which was an alcoholic beverage company. So he was fired. Nevertheless, according to his beliefs, he wanted to stay true and committed to his new life of faith. Larry, here's where you come in, buddy. Sometime after his conversion, Stuart Hamblin ran into an old buddy of his, actor John Wayne. John Wayne asked him, Larry, about the rumors circulating around town that Stuart had changed his ways, his destructive behavior. Stuart told John Wayne it was no secret what God had done for him and that God could do it for Wayne too. It was John Wayne that looked at his buddy and said, Stuart, why, I believe that's the makings of a song there. With your talent, why don't you put that to music? And at the urging of his good friend, actor John Wayne, Larry, John Wayne, singing cowboy Stuart Hamblin did in fact go on and put his witness to song. It became a major hit back in the day. I dare say some of you still remember it. My mama sang it often, the words. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Being connected to the power of God through the Savior, Jesus Christ, there's no limit to what God can do, but we've got to stay connected. Jesus has made it possible. Jesus has paid the price for that gift. In the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to the disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And again, after he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The form of communion, as I say, Gene, Jeff, you're the finest. You're the best. And I want to acquaint our visitors, the form of communion is intention, actually very, very biblical paradigm, a very strong biblical model. We're going to take from the loaf, we're going to tear a piece from the loaf, we're going to dip it into the cup, representing, of course, the blood of the Savior. Then take, eat, give thanks for the greatest love that the world has ever known. You don't have to be a United Methodist. You don't have to be a member of this church. Again, as Mary Ann has given this gracious hospitality invitation, the table of Christ is open to all his creation, all around the world. Now, the ushers are going to assist you, visitors. You can relax. Great hospitality here. They're going to assist you. They're going to help you down. We have two stations for the communion. And then they're going to help you get back to your pews. But I'm going to have Brother Dave come forward at this time. Sister Tawna, Brother Steve to come forward at this time. And I'll put that right there for you. Then the body of Christ. Once again, I want to thank my gracious communion stewards who worked so swiftly to make this communion service possible. Now at this time, let's bear fruit. We are connected to the vine. We are the branches. Let us bear fruit to the glory of Christ. And we will do that as we serve our Lord through the morning offering. Let us pray together. Bountiful God, you promise that the poor shall eat and be satisfied. May your promise be fulfilled through the gifts we bring to you this day. Sanctify our offering that it may be for the world a sign of your boundless love and your overflowing abundance. Amen. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Brad. Now, as promised, we have this pickle jar during the closing hymn. And I must add, Dick and I were talking, your mission chair person here, we were talking. Did you happen to see in the news the miraculous saving of that young person? And I forget how many days it was after Dick. 8 days. And they asked them, there again, Matthew, they spoke with the medical team there. And they asked the doctors, how? 8 days, how? And you know what the doctor said, Matthew? Something I'm sure, son, that you will say a lot in your journey. Miracle. Miracle. May this be a miracle offering during the closing hymn. May they come to know the love of God through the love you have received, the love now that you share as fruit of the vine of Christ, we the branches. Let us sing that closing hymn, a good one, God of Grace, God of Glory. Now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, abide with us all, now and forever. Amen.
Mm-hmm.